We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. And every Friday, we're doing all voicemail. We want to hear from you, the people. Can't say you give the people what they want and then not listen to the people. So if you call 985-80-JALEN, you can get on the show just like this.
Yo, what up, Doug? Danny represents Florida. Shout out Reg. Shout out Screwball. Shout out Slow Mo, a.k.a. J&J. Man, I hear you got a show with only voicemails. Man, I'm like, man, this is my chance, man. This is my opportunity. Because I be calling, and I don't ever make the cut. But back in the day, long time listener, you know, Uncle Jalen put us up on the Jalen juice. I've been hearing a lot about this executive workout, or what is it, the spa treatment day. I need it. People want to know, at least I want to know, how do you work that? How long do you go to the spa? How do you prepare for the spa? Are you doing a facial? Are you doing a massage? What's the order of the spa treatment? Are you going to the steam room first? Are you going to the dry sauna first? Are you getting in the pool? Are you getting in the shower? And then back to the steam room. How do you do the cold? How do you do the hot? What's the eucalyptus? What's the oil? How many towels? I think it's like 33, at least 33 towels you need. Put us on some game, man. So we can take care of ourselves. Take care of our fam. Take care of, you know, give us some me time. Hope I make the show, man. This is my shot. Tired of the rejection.
All back. Big shout to Danny in Florida. He came to the right place. There is no human being on the planet that is more passionate, that takes more care and detail-oriented about an executive workout than Jalen Anthony Rose, who put me on to the words executive workout, who taught me about the lifestyle. The senior executive workout analyst, Jalen Rose, is here. The floor is yours, Mr. Rose.
So I want to put the world up on game. And since this is a podcast exclusive, I want to remind everybody something. I became a public figure officially in the early 90s at the University of Michigan as a member of the Fab Five. That's when people started to name their son and or daughter Jalen. And the one thing about being a public figure, Jacoby, for so very long is that everything changes over the years and over decades. Fashion changes. The rules of the game changes. Haircuts change. But the one thing I try to always do is look at people my age and or younger than me and draw motivation to how I don't want to look like that.
Okay.
And what does that entail? So people now look at me now, and I actually have people accusing me of quote unquote trying to look young. Like, that's the dumbest thing of all time. I also have people accusing me of wearing a wig. I wouldn't even do that for y'all. I don't care about y'all that much. If I thought about going bald, I would cut my hair bald. Y'all saw me with a baldy before. That's when y'all first got introduced to me. That'll be okay. The reason why I bring that up is because all of these years, I've had my periods where I didn't take care of myself the way I should. Those were the years I made this term up also. Kangaroo Jalen. So why did I call myself that? Motivation. That's why. To motivate myself to not buy no suits when you out of shape. Nah, you ain't no runway model looking at. You don't see no mannequins with pop bellies and they butt sticking out when you going to Macy's or you going to Bloomingdale's or you going to Nordstrom. You don't see that, dog. You know what I'm saying? And so for me, self-care has always been something that I took pride in. My grandmother lived till she was 103. Rest in peace, Mary Bell Hicks, Grammy. And I watched her like skin routine even. Like, she used to put oil of Olay on and all types of like stuff that she used to use, like the eucalyptus in like the shower and
Jaylen,
stuff. So,
can I explain something to Danny in Florida? See, sure. Danny in Florida is getting the true Jalen Rose experience. You know what I mean? You're always going to get great content, but he's not always going to answer the question. You know? It's always going to be great, but you're not always going to answer the question.
Well, if that's your way of interrupting me or rushing me, I was answering the question. It don't just start that day. That's my point. It don't just start with one day. Like, how many days a week do you go to yoga or play ball or work out or ride your bike?
5 or 6.
Okay, so I'm trying to show Danny, he don't want to hear what I just did last night. He said he take us through the process of why I'm 49 and I look younger than people that are 35. That's what he's asking. And it ain't just getting in the steam. It's a lifestyle. It's what you eat. It's how you sleep. It's who you cohabitat with. It's your hours. Are you up late at night or are you mastering the morning? Like, all of this goes into the executive workout part, because in the morning, when I'm on my game, a normal day, I'll give it to you. Gallon of water, cucumber, lemons, limes, berries in the water. Need to drink at least a gallon a day. Based on my size and just based on the fact that I know what that's gonna do for me health-wise. You really should do it the night before, but I be having to use the bathroom too much. So I just do it in the morning. You're really supposed to do that gallon started at night, but I've been up all night using the bathroom. So in the morning, right? If this is available to you, get you a steam in. And you don't have to go to the gym every day. You know what you can do? Some push-ups, some sit-ups. You can do that, right? You can tell yourself, I'm gonna do 50 push-ups a day. And if you can't do all 50 at once, do 10 at a time. Do 25 at a time. Do whatever you can do. Do 50 a day. Do 100 a day. Do sit-ups a day. Da, da, da. Like, this is all of the time. This is your routine. Now when you have a chance to go to the gym, here's where the executive part comes in. When you're not working out, but you're at the gym. You're at the gym. You're at Lifetime Fitness. You wherever. You at the gym. But you ain't pumping iron, right? So what else are you doing? Steam. I don't really like the sauna. It's too dry. It's not good for my hair. You know, I just don't like it. So I do the steam. And what you do when you're getting in and out of the steam is you get in the steam when it's hot as possible. Make sure some eucalyptus, make sure some Vicks Vapor Rub or whatever in there. And you get in there and you ain't just sitting. Stretch.
Go stretch.
Do stretch. Think. Meditate. Pray. Plan. Not on your phone. Like, I literally was just in the steam room the other day. It's 120 degrees in there. And I looked at this dude. I'm like, dog, you got a phone in here? First off, you bet not be filming me. Second off, does your phone work? Like, what are you doing? But anyway. So you get in and out of the steam as like at least 2 or 3 times. Stay in there as long as you can stand it. Stretch, use towels. When you get out the first time, you at the gym. You wouldn't do this at the house because it takes too many towels. But when I get out the first time, I'm scrapping the towel that was around my waist, around
New
my
towels.
Shoulder, over my New head, towels. Over my feet. I'm scrapping those 4 towels and getting 4 fresh ones.
We're 8 towels in already.
Yeah, I'm getting 4, and I get in and out 2 or 3 times. That does something for you, mentally, physically, psychologically, and you gotta keep drinking water, 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 water. Find a way to work that gym in. As you relate to massages, for me, to kill 2 birds with 1 stone with a massage, that's kind of more efficient. Like, I don't love the book the hotel, the expensive, like, lay on the table for an hour and a half where they just barely touching you massage. I figured, like, the best foot massage that I could get is when I get a mani-pedi. I can sit in the chair, get the massage chair to massage my back, you know, and I have a mani-pedi where I scrape the snowflakes off the bottom of my feet, you know what I'm saying? Get the pedi. And so those are the kind of massages. As it relates to facials, I need to do one of those once a month. I need to step that up. And if you over 35, in particular, I want to introduce you to a word.
What's that?
Colonic.
Oh, I've never had one.
Yeah, you need to get a colonic. Okay. It helps eliminate the parasites that get into our body based on the things that we eat or consume. And a lot of times when you see people and they have like certain health ailments or they have like body, like their body's built a certain way, a colonic helps that. So again, it's a lifestyle. But if you want to just do something today, work out a couple of days a week, go get you some stretching, some yoga in, get you some soul cycle in, do all of that maybe 3 or 4 times a week. But try to do the executive steam as many days and as many times a day as possible.
Appreciate the call, Danny. Jalen Rose has innovated the executive workout. He's very innovative. Also, CarMax innovative. We are brought to you by CarMax. You can shop online or on the lot with home delivery in select markets. And after the executive workout, you're ready to get it done. For the ones who get it done, brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support and access to product specialists. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by a Grainger location. All voicemail Friday. We got time for two more. Let's listen to the next voicemail.
Jalen Jacoby, shout out Rex. This is Kellen from upstate New York. Friday morning, game 6 was last night. I gotta say I'm disappointed. I was hoping for a game 7 and I was hoping for Celtics to take it. I guess you guys will probably talk about this or hint at it, but how disappointed are you in Tatum? I don't know, he just does not seem to have the ferocity that he needs to be a superstar. One play in particular that I'm thinking about, I think it was late in the third or early in the fourth. He's got a driving lane. He's going down. He's got Steph in front of him. And instead of just going up and hammering on him, he tries to Euro step around him. Steph hits the ball, strips it, and another turnover. So how do you feel about Tatum and his ascension? Do you think that is something that he can be taught to be ferocious? Or do you think it's just something that NBA players have? Have a good time in Mexico, but you're going to have to wear some clothes, man. You're going to have to go out and eat sometime. All right. Bye.
Kellen, a couple things. Let's start with Tatum. We'll talk about Nakey Jacoby later. We're going to find out that Jason Tatum's having shoulder surgery in like 48 hours. I promise. He didn't look like the same Tatum that had 46 points in Game 6 against the Bucks. Ever since that shoulder injury against the Heat, I believe it was Game 3 in Boston, he has not been the same. And I believe that he is more injured than he's letting on. And I also believe that we'll find out about that over the weekend. We'll talk about it on Monday. That's the only sort of reasonable explanation that I can have for his drop-off from the Bucks series to the end of the Heat series and into the finals. Your thoughts on Tatum, Mr. Rose?
I echo that first point with an exclamation. Well said, very smart, I agree. The second thing I'm going to say is basketball related. The better you get at basketball, the more effective you are at getting your shot off or getting to a spot in fewest dribbles as possible. See, what has happened now in the game, like people so enamored with watching somebody dribble and then the crossover and get the ooh and ah, whether they make or miss the shot or trying to break somebody's ankles, what ends up happening is you have high school players, AAU players, college players, and now NBA players even needing to take like 7, 8, 9 dribbles to actually get a shot off. That's too many. Look, see James Harden. when he was in Houston, he was able to take all of those dribbles. He was more spelt. He had the green light. He was younger. He was more dynamic. So he could get away with it. As he starts to get older and his role changes and his body changes and he's slower now and he's dealt with some injuries now, you notice that ain't as effective no more. And then the other thing is trying to get contact to draw the foul versus playing strong and getting fouled.
Good point.
Those are two different things. And if you notice Harden looking at the refs, no, dog, they not calling that no more. When you threw your arms in, you threw your body in to try to get the call, they're not calling that no more. Same with Jason Tatum. Each time he drives to the basket, I had to watch him stop himself from yelling at the ref. He's like, I'm literally doing this too much. Like, he's like, I don't even say nothing else. So that's what he has to do. He has to be more decisive. And then third, you got to punish people that are smaller than you. Like, one of the things that I had to learn to do because I couldn't jump is you ain't blocking my shot. And if you smaller than me, I'm shooting over you every time. You got to have giant killer moves. I throw that little floater up there. I don't care if it's Mutombo. You ain't snatching it out the air. And on the post, you got to have a go-to move. How many times did you see Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown being guarded by Steph Curry? You know what I would have did? One or two dribbles to the middle. If he don't stop it, jump hook. One or two dribbles to the middle. If he stop it, turn around jumper to the baseline. Simple. You got to get a post move and be more decisive and play through contact. All things that he can improve at. And I'll give you one more. Be able to make a play in traffic without turning the ball over.
Yeah, turnovers, man.
Be able to make a play in traffic without turning the ball over. And those things will come. He will improve. The Celtics outplay expectation. There were people saying break up Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum this season. Not like 5 years ago. Like this season. And they ascended, approved with a first-year coach, Ime Udoka, and made the NBA Finals. Don't panic on Jason Tatum. He's more of the guy you saw against KD, less of the guy you saw in finals because of what Jacoby said. We feel like he's dealing with an injury also.
Kellen, you're not going to shame me into not being naked on my vacation, dog. We got a villa for a reason. You know what I mean? This ain't a regular hotel where there's rooms to the right and the left and people can see you. It's private. I got a plunge pool, and I'm going to be naked. I'm going to bring clothes. Yeah, we might go out to dinner from time to time. I'm going to have a couple fits, but I'm going to be naked 70% of the time
on
vacation.
You deserve it, my brother.
I'm going to be naked.
You and
big poofy nipples out. All of that. By day three, my wife's going to be like, put some drawers on or something. You know what I mean? She's going to be like, just put something on. Just so I don't have to look at this all day long.
She's going to be telling you she happy you didn't get snipped. That's what she's going to be saying.
Jalen Rose, congratulations on the NBA Finals run, the Eastern Conference Finals run. You've been traveling a lot. You've been doing Countdown all season long. You've been doing J&J every morning. We really appreciate you. All of our podcast listeners appreciate the time and effort that you put into this program. Congratulations on another great NBA season. Draft coming up next week. And then I'm going Nike vacation. We'll be back on Monday. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
Jacoby going Bucky naked on vacation.
Bucky naked.
We're not done. We are not done. Got the gift of people.